Bauer. Lord, we're truly appreciative of every opportunity we have, Lord, and truly may we make the most of it, Father. Coming in our right hearts, Lord, surrendered, Lord, praying, coming, expecting. Father, Lord, you promised you'd be here, so we know that'll be, because you never lie, you never change. Lord, and I believe you. Bless us now, each and every one that's gathered together. Meet our individual needs. Lord, as we look to you now, bless us. Bless the songs, Father, as we sing to, Lord, to calm our hearts, our spirits, preparing us for your word. Lord, may you just have your way in every phase. We ask this in your precious name. The Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Praise his name. Is he wonderful to you? Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Turn with me if you would. I think in our big books. Amen. Page 698. I think we sang this not long ago, but God on the Mountain. Hallelujah. Life is easy when you're up on the mountain and you've got peace of mind when you've never known. But then things change and you're down in the valley. Don't lose faith. You are never alone, for the God on the mountain is still God in the valley when things go wrong. He'll make them right, and the God of the good talk of faith when we're up on the mountain, but the talk comes so easy when life's at its best. Is down in the valley of trials and temptation. That's when faith is really put to the test. Mountain is still God in the valley. Things go wrong. Seated. Hallelujah. Just turn over one page there in 703. 'Tis so sweet to trust Him. Amen. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know the saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust His cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me neath the heel. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, how to trust Him more. Yes, 'tis sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin and self to see, just from sin, Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy. Trust Him more, amen. I'm so glad, amen. Trust me, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that Thou art with me, will be with me to the end. Hallelujah. What would we be without Him? Where would we be? Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Let's try to stay on page 683. Amen. Without Him I could do nothing. Without Him I surely fail. Without Him I would be drifting like a ship without a sail. Jesus, oh Jesus.
Do you know him today? Oh, please don't turn him away. Oh, Jesus, my Jesus, without him how lost I would be. Without him I would be dying. Without him I'd be enslaved. Without him I would be hopeless. But with Jesus, thank God, I am saved. Jesus, oh Jesus, do you know him today? Oh, please don't turn him away. Jesus, without him, how lost I would be. So I'll ask him to be my pilot. Till I've anchored safely in glory, for without him I drift with the tide. Jesus, oh Jesus, please don't turn him away. Oh, Jesus, my Jesus, without him, how lost I would be.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Where would we be without him? Oh, praise his holy name. Brother Luke, would you like to come up? Amen. Yes, Lord. That's the blessing, if you remember. Amen. Where would we be without Jesus? Amen.
Where would I be without Jesus? Oh, where would I spend eternity? Oh, without Jesus,
request for him, something on your heart, maybe need. Amen. Just hold it on your heart. Brother Jim, would you like to take the request?
Lord, we thank you so much for another opportunity to come into the same place, Lord. We love it so much. Thank you for it. Lord, we come to hear your precious word, sing the songs of faith and glory, Lord. We just ask now that you would bless the cancer family for something that's on their heart, needing to whatever it is. We ask that you just touch them now, God. Keep them in their perfect will.
Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Amen. We can have songs tonight. Amen. Does someone else have a song, maybe? Amen. Praise his holy name. Alrighty. Let's all stand. Amen. Let's all stand then together. Praise his name. Let's sing the little chorus. Lord, I believe. Do you believe him tonight? Every word. Amen.
Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All things are possible. Lord, I believe.
Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful to be here this evening and, Lord, to sing these songs and to, Lord, truly think where we would be without you. And, Lord, how great it is to see your hand upon our lives leading and guiding us. Lord, we're truly thankful for the time you take to spend with us, Lord, and to care for us, Lord, and to nurture us along the way. And, Lord, we're so thankful for your precious word, and we just ask this evening, Lord, that you would bless it to our hearts. Lord, may it just strengthen us, help us in each whatever which way we need it, Lord, to go. And Lord, that through it all we may be able to give you all the glory and the honor that's due you. And Lord, may we climb one rung higher, Lord, press on that much harder, Lord, to reach them the goal that you have for us. And we'll never fail to praise you. And we ask it in your lovely, precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Can we sing that little chorus, I love him? Amen. Worship him. Amen.
I love him.
Because he first loved us. Amen. That's why we've gathered here this evening. That's why I'm here. Because he drawed me here. I didn't come here because somebody else wanted me to be here. But I'm here tonight, and each one of us, I hope each one of us can say that from the depths of our heart, that I'm here because I wanted to be here. Not because someone made me or I felt I was forced, but I'm here because I wanted to be. Amen. While you're still standing, if you would, just turn your Bible to a very familiar scripture, Malachi, the 4th chapter. Pray it's not too chopped up this evening, just a little text, but just to catch what's happening in this day. Amen. Hallelujah. God is truly on the scene. Amen. Hallelujah. Malachi, the 4th chapter. And we'll just read that 4th chapter. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, And all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. And the day which cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts. And it shall leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. And ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet. In the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts. Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all of Israel, with the statutes and judgments. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of that great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. And may the Lord bless the reading of his word. You may be seated. Amen. You know, I was thinking today as the word came and has been coming, and here we stand today, and I wonder sometimes if we forget to count our blessings. And as I was thinking about these things, I got to thinking about this little scripture right here, and how many people, as our brother even mentioned it this morning, will find that wide open way to go. But there's a narrow way, as he was speaking, and how, because of this scripture and what God said he would do, by grace we can see we've been shown the way. And what a true blessing that is. But that blessing comes with a price. And as you begin to read, you know, it's easy. All the people, look even back in Israel's time, how easy it was for them to turn aside and to just do their own pleasure instead of keeping what God told them to do. But we're living in a day where God said he'd have a people and he was going to predestinate that people. And they would be here. And he would send this messenger before that great and dreadful day. A day that's going to burn up all that do wickedly. And by God's grace, he's provided a way of escape for a little bride. And each one of us, we've got to see in ourselves that way was made for you, made for me. And we've got to place ourselves into these scriptures. And as the word comes, oftentimes as it's been coming, maybe it shows me where I'm short. And maybe it shows me where I need to grow. But even as this scripture says, we all grow as calves of the stall. And how often nurturing an animal or raising anything up, how many times maybe you might have a dog or it could be anything, and you got to give it medicine to help it, to keep it growing. Can't let it get worms and it can't eat and it gets all skinny. But how them animals never, sometimes that medicine's pretty bitter when they have to take it. But oh my, it always brings the results that's needed every time when you place it down into where it goes. And how God is ever mindful of us. And as we sat here tonight and the word comes, and maybe it comes down my line and shows me where I'm short. And each time we come in, I think each one of us are coming asking that, Lord, show me where I need to climb. And you know, sometimes it's easy to pray that. And then God comes with his mercy and his grace, and he does show us where we're short. And as our brother was mentioning this morning, what's our attitude back towards God at that point? And how it ought to be a true thanksgiving when God has taken the time to show us where we're short or where we were wrong, what we need to do to be more like him. Because he don't do that for everybody. And how often many people are just running away from God. They don't want the word. We see it happening. And Brother Branham told us it would happen. And we've seen it many times all throughout the scriptures. Here in the Church Age book, amen, very familiar text. And this may seem a little chopped, but just listen to what the prophet's saying. It's what God was saying to a people. Amen. Amen. In these words, it's not about how flowery of a message I can bring you or what I can bring you myself, but it's the words laying here. And God had a reason for speaking the things that were written down onto these pages. Amen. And if we'll take them as they said, they're a wonderful, they will turn our hearts back. Yes, that's what they were sent for, to make us back to that original seed. Amen. That the life that was lived in Jesus Christ would be lived again today. Amen. God's going to get us there. Amen. By God's grace, I know I'm going to make it. Amen. That's the determination we must have in our heart.
Amen.
Have I never faltered? No, I faltered. Have I ever failed? I failed him. But by God's grace, he's still holding on. Amen. Amen. And the word still comes that shows me. And there's still something down on the inside that's crying out, Lord, I need more. Amen. And oh my, as long as I can feel that desire and that pull in there, that love affair back to him, I know God still cares. Amen. And each one of us, we must It must be that kind of a love affair. As a father to a son, as it's been said many times, how oftentimes you have to whip your children and you really, down inside, you don't want to do it. But yet you know it's necessary to bring about what's needed. Maybe sometimes they've got a trip planned as they begin to get older. Maybe they plan a little something they're going to do. And maybe if they're getting up to an age where whippings don't seem to have the effect on them sometimes. And maybe we have to, as parents, maybe it's something they've saved their money for a long time and maybe really look forward to doing, but then as a parent, nope, you can't go, and this is why. And how all that's painful at the time. And maybe that child really turned around, I don't know why you're doing this to me. But in the end, he'll come back and thank you. Somewhere down the road, it's always proved out, Father knows best. And our Heavenly Father truly knows what's best for each one of us. And how if we'll yield and let him lead and guide, it'll come out to the glory of his honor and his praise every time. Amen. Oh my, you know, sometimes the road gets a little rough, might get a little rocky, but God knows. And he's going to have someone come forth shining like gold that'll be in his image. Amen. The total representation of this precious word that we hold so dear. But amen, he says this here on 375 in the Church Age book, and he was speaking about Israel. I'm not going to catch all that. I just want to catch here. He says, so we've come to the last age, the Laodicean age. And this is our age, and we know it's the last age for the Jews are back in Palestine. No matter how they got there, they are there, and this is the harvest time. But before there can be a harvest, there has to be a ripening, a maturing of both vines. Amen. And I was going to read Matthew, but I didn't. But we all know where he talked in Matthew of letting them grow together. And the rain falls on both, but let them both grow together till the harvest. And then when they become to maturity, you'll be able to tell which is which. Amen. And by their fruit, you'll know them. And he says, the maturing of both the vines. And the Lutheran age was the springtime, and the Wesleyan age was the summer growth. And the Laodicean age is the harvest time of gathering the tares for binding and burning, and garnering of the wheat for the Lord. Harvest time. Have you noticed that in the harvest time, though there is a real acceleration in the ripening, there is consequently a slowing of growth until there is no growth? Is that not exactly what we are seeing now? The false vine is losing multitudes to communists and various other types of belief, and her numbers are not increasing as she would like us to think. Her hold on the people is not what it used to be. In so many cases, going to church is just a show. And how we've seen all of these things take place. Now, this was written a long time ago when many people still went to church. Pretty much every family went to church somewhere. And how we've seen it take hold of the denominations, and they slipped away and got cold and just went off into total, they don't even have a form of godliness anymore. And how we've seen it creep over into the message churches and seen it slipping and pulling away. But yet God said he sent that messenger to bring a people back to that original faith. Amen. And somebody's going to be just like the seed that went in the ground. Even though it's been as long as it's been, and many things has come, the world tears it all down, tries to say everything we do is wrong or in vain or old-fashioned, it has no bearing, but the Word of God still holds true. Amen. Amen. And God said he would have a people in this day that would be a manifestation of this written Word. Amen. Amen. Just think of it. Even if you're a lady and you truly are a sister and you can see the revelation to you of why you're dressing the way you're dressing, you're a manifestation of the Word in action. If modesty is there and it's in your heart and always on your mind, Lord, am I dressing properly? Lord, am I doing something? That's God vindicating. And we take it for granted. We was raised this way. I wear a dress. This is what I do. I don't cut my hair. The Bible said so. But let the reality come. If it's truly a revelation down inside why I do these things, and it's not just a form and a fashion to me because it's the way I was raised, but because God got a hold of my life and got a hold of my heart, and it means something to me to make sure that I'm not using worldly language. I'm not talking like the world, not trying to dress like the world. I'm not going where the world wants to go. There's something different in me. Yeah. Amen. As you begin to look into this Word and see, that's the growth. It starts so small. That little animal starts out ever so small, but as it begins to grow, it grows and it becomes more and more like the image of its father. You take a little calf, maybe a great big old bull standing out there in the field, and you watch that little bull begin to grow. My, he just looks like a little frail little thing, all legs and all over the place, but let him begin to grow. And then one day he'll be an image of that all over again. And how, what a type. God said he would have a people that would be in his image without spot or blemish. Amen. And what's going to get them there? The word that he sent back in this day. The word that you're hearing now, that you're reading, rehearsing, that's being renewed to our minds, that's the word that's shaping and molding us to the character of him. Amen. That we'd be a genuine reflection of what the book of Acts was. Amen. We'll be again today in someone's life. Amen. As he says here, let me drop down. The true vine, what about her? Is she growing? Where are these vast numbers that keep coming to revivals and answer altar calls? Are not most of them merely emotional in their approach and desirous of something physical rather than desiring that which is truly spiritual? Is this age not like a day in which Noah entered the ark and the door was shut, yet God tarried in judgment 7 days? And no one was literally turned to God in those silent days. But yet it's the harvest time. There then must come upon the scene in this age those who will bring the wheat and tares to maturity. And the tares are already maturing very fast under corrupt teachers who turn the people from the word. But the wheat also must mature. And to her God is sending the prophet messenger. Amen. And he's sending. And he came. And that word is here today. Though maybe many people is trying to take away from it, but God sent that messenger. Amen. Amen. And placed this word here for us. Yes, and he says, with a vindicated ministry that he might be accepted by the elect. And they will hear him as the first church heard Paul. And she will mature in the word until becoming a word bride. The mighty works will be found in her that were always attended upon the pure word and faith. And oh my, can't you see how the word has to be pure, not just we don't have false doctrine preached, but it must be pure word that's been transformed into me and living back through me and you. It must be our lives on display. We've got to be those written epistles read of all men. And this is not so often people look around in the church and get their eye on someone else. Don't ever do that. Keep it on the word and let God speak to your heart, because God may do a work in your life that he's never going to do in someone else's. But God's got a reason for bringing the word and making sure he's nudging you here and shaving here. There's a purpose in it. Amen. God is getting someone ready. Amen. Amen. And by God's grace, we've got to see that it's me that he's getting ready. It's got to be personal. I don't care. I hope every one of us make it. But we've got to have that determination. If only one rises out of this building, it's going to be me. Amen. It's got to become real to us that this rapture is going to take place. These things are going to happen. That day is coming that we read about in Malachi. And oh my, are we going to be ready? Am I going to be one that's prepared and made my way straight and got in the way that God wants me to be? Oh my, saints, we're living in the last days. Amen. We see it wrapping up. And oh, how God is working on a people. Amen. Let me see here. Hallelujah. Amen. This is in the message, the harvest time, on page 52, paragraph 353. Now, doesn't Malachi 4 teach us that before that great and terrible day of the Lord shall come, that this will take place? How many knows that? And he will restore the hearts of the children to the fathers. Is that right? The faith of the original Pentecostal fathers. And in that day, Luke 17-20, I believe it is, Jesus said, when the Son of Man is being revealed, not man, the Son of Man, not an organization, the Son of Man, the Word, living itself again among the people. See? The word itself made flesh in you. Amen. And that's why it's so important. As our brother used correcting children this morning, it's in this precious book and written word. And it must come into our lives as being an expression back. Amen. That this is what's happening. That keeping the laws of the land, as he mentioned several weeks ago or whatever it's been, that's written in here, give unto Caesar. It's got to be an expression back out of my life. These words are now becoming a vindication, a true living reality, not just something that's read or something that's spoke and said, oh yeah, this is the way it ought to be. But it's got to become an expression. Amen. It's living out through us. And oh my, how that ought to truly, when he says the word itself made flesh in you and you are a reflection of this hour. Amen. The message, reflection of it. Amen. And how this, somebody can hold this up and begin to read and see you walk down the street and watch you go down the street for a little while and say, wow. That is a true reflection of that precious word. It's no different watching that little calf. Somebody can say, that's big bull son and watch them go out through the field together and watch their characteristics, maybe the shape, their bulk of them, their shoulders and their head, and be able to say, my, look at that. It is a reflection. Oh my, how this word ought to be a true, genuine reflection. And how that ought to be the cry in our hearts. Lord, beat me out of whatever it needs to get me to this place. Amen. That these things could happen. That we could write another book of Acts behind the life of that little elected bride. A true image. Amen. Because you know God can't just let you have all that authority and power without that true character of Jesus Christ living down inside there. Why? Because if you don't, it could happen just like it did with Elisha and the bear. It can happen just like it did with Moses and the rock. But oh my, when he's got you in his hand and that life is pulsating out through there, that genuine Holy Ghost burning on the inside, and he's bringing the word to your mind, you watch it be a reflection and not a failure. And it'll express in this last day that he's got the preeminence of this people. Amen. The word itself made flesh in you. You are a reflection of this hour, the message reflection of it. See, you live again. Live the life that was in Jesus Christ. And you're in the presence of the Son. Amen. But oh my, it's us, that living reflection in us. Express it out. It's got to come. Amen. Hallelujah. This is in the message. Recognizing your day and its message. Your day and its message. And this was preached in 64 July. Amen. Down here about paragraph 192 on page 35. Like Israel back in her promised land, she don't know how she got back there. She was just automatically put back there. Why? National force put her in her place. And I'm going to say something. National force put Israel in her homeland. And national force will put the church in the World Council of Churches. But the power of God will put the people in the bride. The world forces this way and the world forces that way, but God forces upward. The Spirit of God, which is the Word of God, my Word is Spirit and in life, will put that bride in her place. Amen. What's it doing? Amen. Look at what's happening. Look in your own life and see if it isn't conforming you, changing your attitude, changing the way you thought about something. Maybe realizing, I've got to do something a little different. This has got to be like this. This has to be like that. It's putting, the Word is putting you. If somebody's standing up here, I'm going to put you on restriction if you don't get their national force. And force in churches has tried to make Christians for years. And not just here, but everywhere. Not at this place, but at the church we came from and the other churches we've seen. Man tried to make dictate and rules and tried to rule it like a prison or like a school, like little kids trying to force them to do what they're supposed to do. And it never worked because God said, not by power, not by might, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. He's going to have a people in his image. Amen. And that Spirit of God is always moving. Amen. There ain't no national force can make you live this out. There's nobody can stand over you every day and make you live this out. Man can't control your thoughts, but God can. God can't control the desire that you're still going to have done on the inside, but God can. Amen. God can do it all. Hallelujah. He says, the Spirit of God, which is the Word of God, my Word is Spirit in her life and will put the bride in her place because she'll recognize her position in the Word. Then she's in Christ and will put her in her place. No national force will do it, but the national force did drive Israel to the homeland. And the national forces of the council of churches will drive every organization into it. But the power of God will raise that bride into glory out of it. Oh, people, recognize your day as Jesus warned you. The sign of Sodom and the churches and conditions of this day. Look what he said in this day would take place. Listen to it real close. The sign of Sodom would take place in the day. A sign like Abraham, the day before Sodom, that was called out. All these things that was prophesied will be taking place now. Watch the day you're living. We've went over it and over it. Now he has promised to send you heavenly light to ripen the word seed that would be sown for this day. And the seed is here. The seed is the Bible. Why Jesus said so. The word is the seed that the sower sowed. And now before you can have any crop, no matter if you sow the seed, it's got to have light to ripen that seed or it'll rot. And it won't do no good. It'll perish. But if it's got seed in the ground, the right ground, with the right kind of sign light on it, it's got to ripen. And he promised that in the last days, in the evening time, the sun would come out to ripen the seed. And the seed is being preached. And the Son of God is ripening that seed by vindicating and making it push out before you and proving it that it's right. Amen. Amen. And my, when you can see this word, come. And see the Holy Ghost take it down into your heart and strike a chord. And then see it push out of you. And then it becomes a reaction. Oh, my, and it's a vindication that, oh, my, the Word has made the change in my life. That this, I used to think of it this way. Maybe I thought of it that way. But look at the turn that it's caused. And look at the reflection that it's bringing now. Oh, my, saints, what a reflection we ought to be becoming to. Amen. I pray, God, take me greater in your hands. Let me be a greater reflection of you. It's so easy to get sidetracked in this life and to maybe get your eyes over here and, oh my, and forget that he could come tomorrow. We've been here a long time. We've been walking this life, but this word is truth and it is spirit and it is life. And he said this day would come. And my, by the signs we can see out there, we know it's getting close. But oh my, we ought to be able to look at our lives, because he said when you see life coming into that body, you know the rapture's at hand. Amen. And how we ought to be looking at our life and saying, oh, I see all this taking place. But oh, am I seeing that reflection come out in me? Am I seeing my life turn, quickly turn, throwed subject to this precious word? Oh my, we ought to be a people that's realizing what God is doing. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes it's never easy on the mailman sometimes. The things that have to come, but that's the way God set it in order. And God said he didn't have hands here no more, but he chose men and placed them to bring that word. And by God's grace, it's their voice reading out pages and bringing it back. And he gave the gifts of that pastor for that, to have a love for the people, to have a longing to help them and to see them grow and to nurture. And how we ought to thank God that he's placed men like that on this earth for us. Each one of us, as we're sheep and as we're led, and every day, maybe we read a scripture. Maybe we got up this morning and might have read the same scripture our brother read when we got to service this morning. And maybe we come here and under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the same scripture might have got to reread, and God strikes something into your heart. God predestinated it to be that way. Amen. He made it so that through the foolishness of preaching, men's souls would be saved. Yes. Oh my, just think of it. God, and why did he do it? For you. That he could come around that table and wipe the tears from your eyes. Amen. Amen. That you would be there to say grace, grace, and to love him and to worship him. And to be able to think of what he's prepared for you and what he's doing for us in our life. And why? What did we ever do to deserve it? Why me? And why not someone else? But grace of God that he saw me in his mind before the moon and stars were formed. Hallelujah. And give and then place something down on the inside of me that he would draw me to him. Amen. Glory, how we ought to love him. Amen. Hallelujah. When you see what's going on in this world and people losing their minds and going crazy and getting upset and just losing all. Amen. Maybe their bodies are breaking down and disease and sickness. But thank God we've got a home prepared. Amen. And we can see it on the horizon. I'm going to get rid of this fleshly tabernacle. Amen. I'm not that old yet. Maybe don't have a lot of the aches and pains some of you do. But by God's grace, I don't want to keep this body. Amen. I'm looking for a day. Amen. Oh, my, when we can get over there, what a day it's going to be. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, my. And it's just around the corner, saints. Amen. How it ought to burn in our hearts as we see this precious word and realize what it's doing for us. Amen. Because what we are here is what we're going to be there. Amen. Amen. And how, what a reality. We can get that into our lives. That what I am here is what I'd be there. Hallelujah. How much more we'd be making sure of what we are now. Amen. It'll change the way you do business with people. It'll change the way you speak to people and the way you give out your word and maybe say, I'll do this or I'll do that. It'll change your every action, everything about you, if you truly realize, amen, that what I'm here is what I'm going to be there. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's turn over here to the book of Thessalonians. I believe it's the 5th chapter. Amen. 1 Thessalonians 5, I believe it is. I didn't put a marker in it, so let me make sure. Yes, 1 Thessalonians in the 5th chapter. Amen. As we read that Malachi, but I want you to think about this. 1 Thessalonians 5 in the first verse. But of the time and seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For ye yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness that day should overtake you as a thief. Amen. And I want you to truly begin to think about this. God, how mindful God has been of you and I. and made sure that we know, yes, we know that he's coming. We know he's going to come as a thief in the night. We've read these things. But yet the Holy Spirit is here warning and pointing out and showing us that we're not left in the darkness, not knowing, wondering, will I be able to be there? Am I going to be in a rapture? But Enoch had the testimony before his translation that he pleased God. And that little bride, God's not leaving her in the darkness in no way. He sent that prophet that he would turn their hearts of the children back to the fathers. And that they would know that they were that original seed. And it was a true reflection of this scripture made manifest. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all children of the light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep in the night, and they that are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. And oh my, how you ought to be able to see that you have, and know with an assurance that you have been appointed to obtain salvation. Who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you, and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. And be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, and support the weak, and be patient towards all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. And oh my, how this word is all that's good. Mm-hmm. Rejoice evermore, and pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, and despise not prophesyings. Prove all things, and hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And may the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Faithful is he that called you, who also will do it. Amen. Amen. And my, what an assurance I ought to have that if he's called me to this, and he's mindful enough to bring this precious word and to chip on me and to shave where I need shaved and mold me to what I need to be molded to. Oh, how thankful I ought to be. What a rejoicing ought to be in my heart, Lord. Oh, I see that I failed you. I see that I'm maybe stumbled, but oh, Lord, thank you for the grace that you've shown me that I've got time and a place to climb and a height to reach. And oh my, as we travel through each day and we see this word coming and we see it renewed and brought to our mind, saints, you can look around you and you can see people whose lives don't match up to the word. Amen. And the word never comes to correct them. The word never's brought that would help them. You just thank God that he's placed you in a channel to where the word that you need, God placed ministry, whatever's needed to bring to make sure that you get what you're needing for your time. That we will be able to be those written epistles manifested out, an expression of the very words that are on this page. Oh, how precious God is to us. Amen. Amen. You sisters can come to the instruments if you would. Amen. But oh, how we see God moving. Amen. And how much more we ought to yield. Amen. Amen. Don't be stiff. Let's not get stiff and say, oh, I don't know about that. But let's yield to it. Amen. Lord, you show me and take me higher, Lord. Amen. Let him do the work. Amen. All he wants is you just to yield and give him that body. Let him take control. Amen. And how easy it'll be. Everything becomes easy when he's got control. There's no mountain too high, no valley too low, because he's God on both. Amen. And he'll make it work right out to his glory. Amen. This is in Christ is the mystery of God revealed, the priest in 63. He says, now there's only one thing can happen. There has to be a message at the end time where there's nothing else can follow it. And now the municipal world has set up a regime that can do no denomination and know nothing else follow it. You're either in it or you're not in it. The fruit is in the top of the tree, and the light is shining on that predestinated fruit. And she is ripening into Christ-like fruit, bringing forth the same mellowness, sweetness, and the same spirit that he had in him. And oh my, may we truly see that we're in that number. Amen. That we see that mellowness coming out, being molded, the sweetness. The things that was written in here, we're starting to see it more and more in our lives, manifesting out. Amen. Do you love him?
Amen.
Amen. I do. Appreciate him. Let's all stand if you would. You know, the God knows all about us. Amen. And you know, you just stop to think how our brother was starting into that message, and then the Holy Spirit went a different route for the last couple weeks. But tuning us up, making sure that we're lined up, that we are matching the word, that we can have an assurance in ourselves, not that I'm leaning on somebody else's understanding, or I'm leaning on somebody else's shoulder that said I was a pretty good fella, but the word has showed me where I stand and know. Amen. And I can have an assurance in myself. Lord, I know I'm keeping that word. Lord, I see it vindicating out. Lord, I know I'm overcoming this or that, whatever it was. And you can see the results of it happening in your life, how great it is to serve a living God. Amen. If you'd like to, let's turn our little songbooks over to page 57. Sing us a little chorus. It's on my heart. Amen. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the faithful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah. Forth the trumpet that shall never sound retreat.
Amen.
And by his grace, he saw you in this hour to be here as his representative. He's never lost a battle. Amen.
Hallelujah.
By God's grace, that gives me the assurance to know that what he started, he's going to finish.
Amen.
Amen. While his truth marches on.
Glory.
Amen.
Glory.
Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah, his truth is marching.
transfigures humanity as he died to make men whole. Let us die to make men free while God is marching on and his glory out.
Marching on. Oh Lord, help me to be right in there where the truth keeps marching on. There's so many people deceived in this day. People have lost their interest. They're getting discouraged because they see nothing happening. But to me, I see everything happening. Amen. Many things happening. Many things to the glory of God. Oh, thank God for his mercy and grace. Amen. I thank him for eyes to see, ears to hear what the Spirit saith unto the church. Oh, what a blessing it is. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we have enjoyed the precious word tonight as it come forth. And truly, Lord, it's glorious. Sometimes, Lord, when I look around and just stop and think what you're doing and be able to see it, see how you're preparing a people for a rapture, Lord. Yes, it's hard on flesh, but oh, Lord, the inner man has a joy in his heart. And Father, we appreciate it so very much. Lord, we see that the churches, Lord, how rapidly they're getting off track, turning to the world, worldly music, worldly desires. And yet, Lord, they get all excited when they talk about a prophet. Oh, they shout and they clap their hands. Yet, Lord, the world is on their mind. Oh, God, keep us here. In this little place, Lord, I'm asking you to keep a little hedge of fire about it. Lord, stir our minds and our hearts. Every day, every hour, every moment of the day, that, Lord Jesus, we would truly be a people that our heart, our affections, would be centered on things above and not on things of the earth. Yes, we must still plant potatoes, as the prophet spoke of. We must still have a job. We will have children. We must have homes. There'll be automobiles to run us back and forth. But Lord Jesus, what a special thing it is that a man or a woman can go through all that and have their heart set on you. Their affections, love, every moment of the day, where, Lord, these things does not consume them. But Lord Jesus, you are the consuming fire of desire that consumes the heart of man and woman. We ask, Lord Jesus, as there's a little song we have sang before, set me on fire. Set me on fire from above. That Holy Ghost fire, Lord Jesus, where we can feel the heat of it all through the day, all through the night. Lord Jesus, bless this little place, Lord. This little people here, Lord, have put up with a lot of things. They've seen a lot of things, different things taking place. But Lord Jesus, may they be blessed. May they be strengthened. Encouraged, Lord, to press on and press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and grace. As our brother said, Lord, you started it all for us. We're so glad that you're more than able to finish it. Because, Lord, we can't do it. But, Lord Jesus, we have a 5-star general that truly has never lost a battle, that has never known defeat. Oh, God, how we love to serve that general as that. We appreciate you now. Go with us and lead us and guide us by that Holy Spirit and bring us back the next appointed time if you should tarry. And help me, Lord Jesus, to find every little nugget. Show me, Lord, if I'm not in the right spirit, the right attitude to see it, slap me, Lord. Oh, God, slap me. Help me to see it, Lord. Keep me conscious of it. Let me walk ever so closely to you. And Father, you could deal with my heart. Show me, Lord. I love you and I appreciate you. And I want to see these people make it in, Lord. Oh, God, I want to see every one of them make it in. Help us together now, sons and daughters of God, one big family. Grant that, Lord. We ask these things again, Lord, for one reason. It's all for your glory and to your praise. We love you now, Lord, in your holy, precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I love you, Lord. Can we sing one more little chorus before we leave? I don't know if I can get the words of it right, so you help me. He is here. Amen. Let's sing it together.
He is here.
He is here. same. I want Jesus Christ to live in my life. God bless you. Hold the fort. Press. Give your life like never before. The Lord Jesus will come quickly. Amen. Oh, can we be as Jesus said? God bless you. Stay true. You're just blessed.